This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan Live, Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, Justin Road here in Flower Mound. Come on by and say hi. Take a picture with the 2022 G-Bag Nation flag. There's three convenient locations. If you need anything in the world of spas, sauna units, you want one of these saunas that are all the rage to make yourself healthier, they got them here. They got all the barbecues and the green eggs and stuff like that. And they have a Kamado Joe giveaway that's going on. But you know right now it is all about our G-Bag Nation Survivor Pool and the bet payoffs. We'll get an update on Chiafalo as he's working on that straw dog, attempting to pull off one of the viral hits of the summer MLB season. And I got the four eggs. I need to smash two of them against my head. Let the bet pay off ensue. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. Now, Chief, how's this going? Are we getting beer through the straw?
We're getting it seems to be every little sip I get, emphasis on little, it's like somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% beer, 80% wiener juice.
Okay.
So it's not really a conducive way to efficiently run through beers at this point. I can assure you that. I mean, I'm going to be milking this thing for potentially 5 hours.
Well, you can milk anything with a nipple.
Wow. Yeah. That's true.
So we're finding we needed a bigger straw maybe to just punch the meat out instead of like cut through it.
Yeah. Right.
Because the meat sides are slamming back together when you go to drink.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's tough.
Yeah.
All right. So congratulations to Zach Wolchuk for not having to do any bet payoffs. Congratulations to Brian Broaddus for, winning this week.
Yeah, and getting back into it,
And drinking the beer out of the shoe
last week,
last year. So I guess it's just time for me to grab these eggs.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, so this is broadcast excellence, which is the punishment here.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. I can tell 100% these two are hard-boiled, aren't they, Brian?
I don't know.
These two right here are hard-boiled, okay?
I don't know. That's the thing about it.
Yeah, it's the eyeball test, you
know? You can feel the fluidity of it.
See, if you do the shake, that's usually the telltale sign of a raw egg.
So I feel like we need to do a proper bet payoff, right?
Yeah.
So you're tuning in to watch a grown man slam an egg on his forehead, right? That's raw.
Yeah.
Correct.
How hard do you think I got to hit? Is this going to hurt?
No, it's not going to hurt at all.
Just close your eyes. You'll be fine.
You're doing this right now?
Okay.
Anyway, we got
and then you got a towel. We bag of the day.
Yeah, we got to go. Okay,
don't forget,
right.
Pain is weakness leaving the body. Awesome. So if it does hurt, you're going to be a better man for it.
I pull this mic back a little bit. I don't want to damage the broadcast.
All right. Wolchuk will do play by play.
I'm putting in the call right now. This one is not a hard boiled. I'm pretty good at looking. I've eaten a lot of these.
One, two,
okay,
three.
Here we go.
Oh, that is not hard-boiled. We got egg yolk all over. Gavin Dawson has got an egg yolk all over himself. We've got it on the pants. We've got a hefty yolk on the left side of the leg.
I got a little on me.
And I've got a little bit on my arm. I mean, these things were just spewing yolk all over the over the place.
Realize they were going to explode like that.
Yep, they did. You've got it on the headset. It's
I'd like
on
to apologize
there.
To our host here.
We got a towel. We'll wipe everything up.
But Brian came prepared with the towel, and you've also got the stuff on.
I'm good, man. We're good. Hey, all good. Yeah, no problem.
Did that hurt at all?
All good.
Are you okay?
No, it didn't hurt. I thought I was going to have to swing the egg pretty hard to get it to break.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want any letdown there.
So
at the climactic
I think
moment.
That these might all be raw.
No.
Those two are hard-boiled.
Yeah, these are hard-boiled.
Okay.
You got them right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's the difference is you can.
What a champion.
That was legendary, dude.
That was
you
good.
Are a badass.
That
you,
was good.
You went fast, too, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to
You
pay
just
that
said, you know
properly.
What?
I'm sorry, though, for making a mess over here.
Yeah,
at
we'll quit
no,
it
he
up.
He channeled
we'll
some sort of like a wrestler.
Well, who do you like this week while you're cleaning up, by the way?
Yeah. I like Green Bay quite a bit.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, Green Bay.
They're getting 9.5 against New England. I haven't taken the Packers yet, so I'll go ahead and ensure myself a victory.
I'd like to co-sign that. So, Dawson, we shall ride or die together this week.
Okay, so, Eric, you got Green Bay as well?
Yeah, I'm riding with the Packers because, dear God, man, they're 9.5-point favorites, okay? So if they lose this week, that means I am officially the problem, and any team I choose for the rest of the season is doomed for an L.
Zach?
Give me the Jags.
Yes!
What?
Yeah.
That's a ballsy pick right
there. You're 6.5-point dog.
Yeah, you know what?
Doug Peterson guy.
I think that this is going to happen. I don't think the Eagles are going 4-0, and I think Jacksonville is going to win this game this week.
I like it, Wolchuk.
I'm also kind of feeling like I needed to get a payoff in. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's
but
true.
Give me the Jacks.
You're due for one.
Right. I'm going to go ride with the man Campbells this week and the Lions against the Seahawks. So,
That's a good bet right there.
Detroit. Yeah, just to remind everybody, Gavin's got Green Bay, Eric has Green Bay, Zach has Jacksonville, and I've got Detroit.
I looked very, very strongly at that play there. I got this towel here, Brian. I don't know if you want
it. Nah, man, we'll clean it up. We're good to go.
Okay, it is time now for the G-Bag of the Day, curated by Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Sir.
Way to go, Dawson. You're a man of your word, bro.
Well, hopefully I don't have to do that too many more times.
Yeah, hopefully not.
But I appreciate it, man. And I wanted to go full send.
Okay.
I didn't want to leave anything to be desired.
I ain't mad at that. And shout out to Zach for being able to eyeball eggs. I can eyeball an egg, bro.
You know how many eggs I've had to have on soda? So many eggs.
Well, the way to tell is you spin them. You could spin them on a table and like a hard-boiled egg spin,
Okay, and what's the other trick with like they're rotten? You put them in water or something, see if they float or not?
Yep.
Okay, I mean, which one is it?
It's if you, that one, I think it's you put them in water, they don't float.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's also true.
All right, bro.
They don't float.
Look, I'm going to let you do what you got to do. Obviously, you're busy.
I got it, Brian.
Our winner is
right,
Coach.
Lucius.
Yeah, it's all good. Coach Belichick.
They don't float, right? Am I right about that?
I think you're right. I think you're right. I just didn't see you. You were bending over doing other things.
Oh, we got stuff going on here. We got a lot of things going on.
Okay, I was basically talking to like the bottom of your belly coming up as your shirt leans
you're talking to the flag. We had the G-Bag flag behind you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Coach Belichick. Check telling talking about Mac Jones's status. He basically said, "Damn it, I'm a coach, not a doctor."
Yeah, day by day is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What are the medical experts on staff say to you?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job. So.
Yeah, but it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day.
Yeah, I'm a doctor, not a pool man.
Yeah.
The sing-songy way he did the day by day at the start was so condescending, too.
God, yeah, it makes
he's all condescending.
He's a step by step fan. What is that? Step by step,
step by
day. You're one of those fans. Let's see what else I got for you. Oh, speaking of coaches, let's keep it on coaches here. You guys watch Last Chance U before at all?
We have, yes.
Sweet, good, all right. There is a community college, JUCO, in Kansas. Used to be a head coach, Jason Brown School. He retired from that school or resigned or whatever the case was, and I don't know the drama behind it.
Yeah, he got fired. Yeah. He made a Nazi joke.
Oh, totally understands why this audio sounds the way it does.
Mm-hmm.
He was drinking, smoking cigars last night, watching the game like we were, and he has some feelings on the Miami Dolphins, the organization, the staff, and crew.
To be real, the whole entire Miami Dolphin organization should be fired. Owner, fired. Everybody. The NFL should be fined by an outside agency. Roger Goodell and the NFL player protocol safety protection bull should be fired and fined to the utmost limit of the law. That's a travesty what just happened right now, and you'll be lucky if this mother don't have traumatic long-term effects. And we want to protect the players by taking out kickoff and all this bullshit. But you can't recognize the difference between a back injury and what happened last week. Like, we're a bunch of and we don't understand that his head rocked off the ground last week. And you want to cover it up? Don't ever talk about the New England Patriots, mother. this organization right here after Flores, and now this is as shady as it comes. Real talk. Somebody needs to say it. Stop with that ass hiding around behind the back. Tua just got by your organization and the league. Real talk. Share this.
Yeah. He had a cigar in his head. He had a glass that had some type of, like, a no ice in it, but it was a dark drink in it, and I bet you it wasn't tea.
No, it was probably whiskey.
Yeah. So that's your coach.
So he was a last chance U guy. He was a head coach.
Yeah, yeah, man, he was a head coach. He was a wild animal.
Did he treat his players as well as or as poorly as the Dolphins? How did this guy lose his job? Just being a bad coach?
I think his personality and his antics had quite a bit to do with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I probably want to check his likes on Twitter. Probably tell you more.
Yeah. He's a better live streamer anyway.
He really is. He really is. Yeah. By the way. Let's see. Oh, we have Kevin and RJ had a argument during crosstalk.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh. Why'd they give me all of this audio? This is a whole lot. I'm just going to play a little bit. Jeez.
And if he starts missing games, that just feeds right into the narrative. It is hard to break narratives. I'm not saying it's fair.
Broken,
I don't, because it's only been three games. And so he's hurt again.
He's not hurt. I'm sorry. Concussions are not injuries.
Okay.
It's not an injury.
Okay.
That's a head injury.
It's not a brain injury?
It is.
Yeah, it's not an injury.
But it is.
But it's not a brittle injury. It's not a hamstring.
I didn't say he's brittle. He missed time before because people thought he was brittle.
He missed time because he didn't have a hip.
It doesn't matter why you miss time.
Yes, it does.
If you are unavailable.
Zach's not injury prone.
Okay, yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
no,
is.
He's not.
Okay,
no, he's
really?
Not.
Did he miss time 2 years ago?
No, he's not.
Yes. Did he miss time last year? Yes. Did he miss time this year? Yes.
You're too binary.
Okay, fine.
Us and them.
I'm being binary. Let me go ahead and jump ahead and give you your argument. Let me guess what your argument is. Well, these aren't systematic injuries. They happen to different body parts, and they're not guaranteed to happen again. That's a stupid argument.
That's not what I was
if you
all.
Miss time you every single
exactly
year, you're injury
right
prone.
Right.
Go ahead, RJ.
We're all
go ahead. Tell
we're
me the guy who
prone.
Doesn't think
right.
winning a Super Bowl
fantastic.
Matters. Tell me about injuries.
Miles Austin was injury prone, right?
Uh-huh.
Because he had
why?
Muscular injuries. Okay. When you break a bone.
Bro, I can't. I had a pullback, but that is great.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Oh, my God, Kevin. Was...
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
No,
he's not.
It's not an injury. It's a head in. Then he has to
Peggy has to apologize for that.
He doesn't.
He shouldn't have to apologize. Don't apologize for that.
The way he said it, though, if we were on a playground, we were kids, I would have 100% threw the ball at him. What are you doing? Bam! I would hit him with the ball for sure, bro.
It's good sports radio.
Yeah,
if you ask me.
It was fantastic. Yes. I love that.
Apologies necessary. Okay, any others before we vote, Lucius?
Man, we are already at the 37 joint. You want me to do another one for real?
No, let's take a slam of eggs off her face.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm about to puke.
All right, is it our champion? Is it last chance coach with a 2-T rant, or is it Heggy versus RJ? That's my vote.
Yeah, I'll double down. Yeah, 100%. Okay.
Lucius?
I like the last. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, bro.
Wolchuk.
I think Eric's going to be sick.
I am.
Well, I'm going to vote for Kevin and RJ.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it all. That's clean sweep.
Okay, it's 5-0.
Yeah.
Let's go down to the end of this broadcast table, get the update from Chiafalo. Wolchuk is reporting true.
Yeah, I mean, it's the disgust factor is really starting to set in. And
you can't get the beer down.
It's hard to get the beer down.
Maybe 1 ounce has been drinking so far, and you're already sick.
Yeah, at best. Yeah, there's just
goodness.
So many hot dog wiener dribbles inside of it now.
Debris, a lot of debris in there, yeah.
I mean,
you best believe if you yak, I'm falling
into
the bathroom with
there's
the,
a part of
camera.
Me that really wants to vomit.
Maybe we pull the dog and have him slam what is a beer hot dog soup at this point.
Oh, jeez.
I'll do that outside because I will puke. I will do it, but I will I will have to do that outside.
We got too much respect for them.
The bullfrog
they're already
spas.
Looking at us for our egg deal.
This wonderful showroom at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio.
I don't think we're getting invited back.
We have most of it cleaned up. We got Krusty's Corner coming up next. Where are we headed with
hey,
that,
Hey, guys,
sir?
It's Friday. Let's do that sports mix. We'll do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.